Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
And that's our Congressman, Dan Muser. Congressman Muser, how are you?
Well, Bob, I'm better now that I'm another day of participating in the Club for Common Sense. Great to be with you.
So the madness may be ending today. They're projecting about 4 o'clock for that vote. Tell us what you know.
Well, what I know is I'm on my way. I'm about to head down to Washington right now. I'm in Clark Summit. We just had a beautiful, with the Summit Christian Academy prayer breakfast that Dave McCormick, Stacey Garrity, Rob Bresnahan, Chris Chermak, we all attended, and they must have had 150 people. Actually, it was an absolutely beautiful, beautiful morning. Young people, older people, staff, local community. And just inspiring. So I'm pumped, and I'm also pretty pumped that it looks like we will end this fiasco, this unnecessary, unbelievable calamity of workmanship by the Democrats of shutting down our government for absolutely no reason and receiving nothing for it in return, that has caused our air traffic to be less safe. All kinds of hassles for people. 1.3 million people haven't received a paycheck in 6 weeks. Our Capitol Police haven't been paid. SNAP benefits have been rattled, all because of Chuck Schumer and the Democrat leadership that thought somehow or another this was going to be a political, create political advantage for them, and never mind the pain on the American people. Machiavellian at its worst.
This goofy Hakeem Jeffries, I know you've got to hold back a little bit, but man, he's just an idiot. I'm not seeing any redeeming qualities in him. And, you know, even after getting spanked on causing the American people, the government, all kinds of disruption and pain, he's still instructing his people, including a new member sworn in today, to vote against opening the government.
Yeah, it's absolutely unbelievable. Yesterday morning, I couldn't believe my ears when I heard that he was whipping his members to vote no. After all this, after the Senate's finally passed it, after all kinds of promises on the ACA, which is really just a red herring from their standpoint. They're making believe that's their issue. And I'd like to even talk about that a little bit. He's awful. No, I don't have to hold back. Yeah. Okay, I've never heard him say anything that's been the truth. He comes across as a decent guy, but he's not. And you want to know what? You never even heard me speak that way about Nancy Pelosi, because you know, there was at least a backbone here. This guy just says whatever. He is expedient. He doesn't tell the truth, and he goes beyond that. Forget about telling the truth. He just completely makes things up as he goes, and his strategy is one that is damaging to the United States.
I look at the Democrat congressman who stand behind him whenever he's conducting an event. Yeah. And I think to myself, are they as ridiculous as he is, or do they just have a desperate need to be on camera? I can't figure it out.
Well, sadly, they have a desperate need to get reelected, and it's the tail wagging the dog. The extreme left now runs the traditional Democrat Party, and it's a shame. I don't want to see this. I don't want to have to negotiate with those that are utter extremists asking us to gut the Working Family Tax Reduction Act, asking us to spend another $1.4 trillion, asking us to provide Medicaid, and this is all true, to illegals.
Yep.
You know, that's what's being asked. And when they come out, as we all know, that, oh, my God, people's health care. That's what he was just on. I glanced at the TV. Hakeem was just on saying their health care premiums are going to spike. Whose health care plan exists? It's Obamacare.
Yes.
Obamacare has gone up 60% since its implementation, but that's just the short of it. It's gone up 60%, but it's gone up 150% in subsidy costs. So only 60% of it was passed along to premiums, which I say only, that's a lot, but 150%, $350 billion more than was projected for Obamacare. And since they put those permanent, and that's what the big question is, they had those temporary tax relief that went in for families up to $600,000 in income during COVID. They were implemented by the Democrats.
Congressman Muser, I was pointing out to the audience, that was just an excuse. People didn't have massive increases in health insurance premiums because of COVID. They had it because of Obamacare.
everything they did with Obama, and precisely. And here they are. You know what it's equivalent to? It's equivalent to an offensive coordinator of a football team who's been the offensive coordinator for the last 5 years, complaining 5 years later about the game plan.
And Democrats, only Democrats,
blaming it on the other team or blaming it on somebody else.
But the only Democrats voted for it to sunset. At the
correct.
Same time, like, they voted for these subsidies to end.
They just simply count on more people believing their lies than people being informed of the truth, and that's the current situation. They got nothing else. They got no plans. They have fear mongering, and they have the pointing of fingers and the media to help them push the blame somehow on Republicans. All we've been trying to do is open up the government. The Senate voted 13 times. Every senator, Republican senator but one, voted to open the government. Every House member Republican voted yes on the CR. And a CR, for crying out loud.
Other than Massey.
7-week CR. And somehow or another, they have the nerve. But let's face it, from MSNBC to CNN, many of them were calling them out, from Chris Cuomo to Jake
Tapper,
Sherman, his name is, Tapper, stating that that the Democrats are not telling you the truth. At least they weren't afraid to say it. John Fetterman, who's become the logical, insane standout in the current Democrat Party. John Fetterman, the virtually the lone member of the Democrat Party. Fortunately, he's from Pennsylvania. That isn't afraid to call common sense, and stand up to the extreme left.
Yeah.
And you know what? They want to run him out of town for it.
That's why I think it's good that you could come home to a prayer breakfast like you attended this morning, because I think you need to recharge after being in that muck and mire in Washington.
Well, it was inspirational. It was beautiful. It was just so, you know, with the young people and them talking about how Bible-based studies and bringing God into being God-fearing and into morality and into their studies. And look, I mean, you know, I think for the most part, everybody's God-fearing. I mean, not quite, of course. But what we need to do is have morality that's higher than our own. And you know what? You've been talking, of course, Veterans Day was yesterday. And in a number of places that I went to, I said, maybe today we take a lesson from the veterans. The veterans didn't fight for the red. The veterans didn't fight for the blue. The veterans fought for the red, white, and blue. And it was always country over self.
Yep.
Okay? And we can start preaching that and practicing that in Washington, and not just like go for one side of the aisle, both sides of the aisle.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Congressman Dan Muser is our guest. He's going to be going back to vote to open the government in just a couple of hours. When you look at the amount of issues there are, it seems to me the Republicans are addressing, with the summit that the president is having today, with health insurance companies, with health industry leaders, with all of the major department heads that are involved with national health, he's trying to come up with an alternative to Obamacare, and Republicans have to be responsible.
Yes, we do. And there's criticism out there. Well, where's your plan? How come you don't have a plan? Look, in his first term, we had a plan. We didn't get to it primarily because we didn't have the gavel in the second 2 years. Nancy Pelosi did, and she wouldn't give him the president. If he cured cancer and every other terrible disease out there, she wouldn't have given him a dollar for it. And that's the truth. But with what's going on, look, there are answers. We got to take steps. Okay, the first thing is what the president's saying. The funding that is going now directly to insurance companies needs to go to people. Nobody should argue with that. Because one-third of that money, it's now been shown, that insurance companies are just keeping. It's not going towards any health care services rendered.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And that's taxpayer money. And the other thing is that you can't have these sort of Affordable Care Act subsidies going to wealthy families of $500,000, $400,000. You know, that needs to be moderated. Those are two corrections that need to be made. But yes, over time, we need to go much further. But by steps, the American people have to buy in and understand what it is that we're trying to do. Like, I'm all for association health plans. There's no reason that in Pennsylvania you're not allowed to have association health plans. That's where farmers and small businesses can buy health insurance as a group. That was nullified. That was ended. That was terminated a number of years back. And I'll tell you why. Only for one reason. because the Democrats want a single-payer healthcare system. They don't want individuals to be in control. They want the government to be in control.
It's always the Democrat solution, as I've observed, is that when the government screws something up, they just want more money to double down. Every time the government screws up, it doesn't matter the issue.
Every time. They want to double down on, somehow or another, more money's going to make a bad plan better. Doesn't work.
Congressman Muser.
It makes a bad plan worse.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy. Congressman Muser, thank you very much, as always, for coming on. Maybe we could have you on after the government reopens, because it is an ocean liner. It's going to take time to turn this thing around from what the Democrats have created.
Yeah. We are going to have to work out some of this chaos. The airlines are still going to be troubled. Hopefully it's over by the time they get their airlines back in order and timely by Thanksgiving. We're going to pass this thing this afternoon, and tonight, and we'll continue to go to work and do our best to overcome the hyperbole and the lies, frankly, with as much truth as we can provide, and hopefully create a level of information rather than misinformation. And you're a big help in that, Bob, as always.
Well, Congressman Muser, the thing that I've noticed is that the new Democrat strategy, which they used last time Trump was in office, is to create chaos, hoping that with the help of the media and their own lies, that they could blame that on Trump and the Republicans. Like, they're not trying to benefit anybody. They're trying to create chaos that they could pin on the other side. I don't see anything else.
No, because there is nothing else. And you sized it up exactly how it is, and it needs to improve, because the Democrat Party is in disarray. You know, I said yesterday on Stuart Varney's show on Fox Business, it's a dichotomy within the party. Half of them are mad at Schumer for not being extreme enough and keeping the Americans in pain, right? The other half was like, how the hell did he get us into this mess in the first place? That guy has terrible strategy. He's an idiot. So that's where they are. And so they have that battle within themselves. They need to reshuffle the deck and start doing the things that are actually in the interest of America, not in the interest of their storytelling.
Well, while there's something likable about Bernie Sanders, and there just is, I don't know why, but nothing likable about Chuck Schumer, I can agree with the left-wingers on one thing. They are idiots. Congressman Muser, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Keep us informed, and anytime you've got something to get across and let the people know here, we're here for you.
Appreciate you very, very much, Bob. Thank you for the opportunity to speak throughout Northeast Pennsylvania.
Always God a pleasure. Bless. Congressman Dan Muser.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.